Blog Talk Radio.
Oceans deep.
Shalom, shalom, Akodis. Coming to you in divine love, all my sisters. I wish I was right there with each and every one of you right now. See, we have some callers calling in. Just wanted to say what this episode is about. I don't know why Blog Talk calls it episodes, but whatever. When in Rome. But I love each and every single one of you. Honestly, I really love you with a genuine love. I love you as I love my own family, the own flesh, my flesh, blood of my blood. But for a long time, just going to, you know, read what I wrote about what I thought this episode should consist of. And for a long time, I believed that black women, we just couldn't get along. Like, I was one of those girls that was like, no, I don't mess with no female. I don't know how to act. They run their mouth too much. They do this, they do that, or whatever. But I didn't get along no matter what. Whether it was over a man or it was over, you know, someone talking about someone else or someone, he say, she say, you know, he say. But just being in the truth, I think that women with the righteous, virtuous heart, which every single woman in Christ is a righteous, loving woman, a virtuous woman, but she's a follower of the ways of Christ. So I know it's very possible. It's very enriching to be loved by your sisters. It's very enriching. It's a very strong love because it's rooted in spirituality. It's rooted in faith, spirituality. But I believe this episode of Akodis United in Mashiach, I believe they should talk about what we can do as sisters, mothers, queens, princesses, from our little daughters to the eldest auntie, okay, to keep our bond strong and rooted, and also share experiences that, in this episode, share experiences that we have had with offense, because anyone that is a spiritual person knows that offense gives the devil a little crevice, a little creak, when you're offended or when you call someone else offense. It gives the devil these legal grounds to torment you in different ways. And from offense comes jealousy, comes greed, comes hate, wrath, and violence. When you're offended, either it's known or unknown. So I just want everyone to share their experiences on either they've caused someone else offense or they've been offended, and how you grew from these moments and what you learned from these moments. So I'm going to take the first caller. Caller, area code 504-504. All glory to the king. And who is this?
Charlene Miller.
Hello? Hi, Shalom, Shalom. Who is this?
Charlene Miller.
This is Charlene Miller? Hi, I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I was listening to what you said. And I was thinking about my sister, my real sister, my blood sister. And, you know, she took care of me. My mama had to work, and she had an abusive husband. He would abuse us, and we had to take care of each other. But mainly, she took care of me. She would always throw herself in a place or I wouldn't be hurt. But when she got married, she abandoned me. So I wasn't able to get close to no other woman. But when, you know, recently, I met somebody being in this hospital. I met a nurse, and one of my friends, good friends, she came up to meet me, and we got really close, you know. And now I'm able to trust, you know, I'm trusting more, and it's kind of easy to be vulnerable. I never used to let people see me cry. Now that's all I do. You know, so. And not only that, but you. You know, I feel close to you and I haven't even seen you. But I feel like I know you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And when you said that, sister. Hallelujah to the kingdom. When you said that, sister, I really feel. Where you're coming from, I feel your emotion because when you come to the truth, you know, even in the Bible, it states that he came not to bring peace, but a sword.
That's right.
He said he came to bring sisters against sisters, mothers against daughters, fathers against sons. And, you know, at times, you know, we're caught up in the, not really caught up, but we're still human. Just how, you know, Jesus grieved the death of John the Baptist. We grieve, you know, and honestly, I really feel where you're coming from. I had a sister, well, she was my best friend. She wasn't my blood sister like you and your sister. But she, can you hear me, sister? I'm hearing just a little bit of static.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
It's just you hit the spell because I have a voice myself. Without it, I can't speak.
Oh, okay. Well, what happened, sister? What would you like to share your story about what happened?
Yeah. I remember playing with my grandchildren, and I woke up 5 months later. They said I had been in a coma.
Mm.
But I was outside of my body. I knew I was dead. Because I saw my mama in the chapel, and I heard her praying for me. And I saw my children and my sisters and brothers crying.
I even
heard my mama pray. It was so selfish. You know, it was so selfish. I told her, I heard her pray, and I told her what it was. She stared at me with the funniest look, you know. And it was so horrible and selfish, but it was for me. She said, don't take my child. Take one of her children, one of her sister's children. She has so many. That was horrible. But 4 months ago, my sister's baby daughter died. And so it kind of started opening my eyes to words and the how. Just being aware and just being outside the body and being able to hear what people say. It's just, you know, I'm aware now. I'm more.
You know what? God, he shows us, everyone has a story about how they were drawn into this truth. And God would do it in such a mighty divine way that we will know that only he could have done this. Only the creator could have done this. It's like, and that's why it's like no one can, that's how he seals us. There are sealed people. And God will show you himself in such a mighty way that it ain't no falling away. Because you know he done showed you in such a way that it can only be your creator. And sister, I'm going to be in prayer for you. I'm going to move on to the next caller, but I'm going to get back around to you, okay? Auntie Charlene,
okay.
I love you.
I love you too.
And stay encouraged. Okay, caller 978. I'm gonna unmute you. Well, you were on hold for a while, so we are talking about offense and how either we've caused offense or been offended, and how we grew from these moments. And just sharing some experiences. If you want to share about your story about how you came into the truth, or or something like that, I'm going to unmute you. Caller 978-978. Who is this? Shalom, shalom. I'm sorry. Shalom, shalom. Who is this? Caller 978.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm 978, but I didn't press 1 to talk to you. I was just listening. This is Nella. Hey.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey. Oh. Hey, well, I don't know. You must have pressed out, girl, because you
Oh, well,
you're
cute.
Well, now
you're
up here. The spirit done said it, so you up here. So
it's my turn. I'm in line. What am I supposed to say?
No, we're talking about how we either cause offense to someone or been offended, and how it caused us to grow from these moments. Or you can even talk about what caused you to come to the truth, or what your testimony is about how you discovered, you know, what your religion was, or how you came into the truth, what drew you to the truth, what happened?
I stumbled across the truth. I was a Illuminati soldier, which pretty much is a revolutionary, kind of like the new Black Panther movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I stumbled across, you know, people talking about the truth, and it was on Facebook, and I was intrigued, and I started fellowshipping with some people, and I'm calling this line to continue to get encouragement and to, you know, stay within, you know, the spirit so that I do not fall.
Amen. Hallelujah, because, I mean, this walk is a very straight, it's a narrow path, Lord, because when we was in the truth, I mean, when we were in the world, even as a Christian, I'm like, well, I'm saved by grace. I'm saved because I believe in Jesus. Like, girl, wish I could smack the taste out my own mouth. Like, but that's good that I'm hearing that. And, you know, have you had any experience of when somebody offended you when you were very new in the truth or when you offended someone else? And how did you grow from that? Did it kind of waver your faith or did it strengthen your faith? Like, do you have any stories about that?
Okay, well, my faith has withered, but I know that, like, the way that I came into the truth, it was literally a stumble. I have no idea, you know, the moment, you know, that I came across it. So I know that I was searching for it. So whatever that was in me that's been searching for it, that's what made me call tonight. That's what, you know, made me, you know, I still want to stay in it, but I could say that I am discouraged because when I came into the truth, I had a gentleman from ISUPK that was trying to coerce me to be his, you know, second wife. That's one situation. And another situation that
I'm sorry, sister. How do you spell your name? Only because I label all the names to call in. How do you spell it?
N-E-L-L-A.
Okay.
N-E-L-L-A.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so since then I, you know, stopped being so interested, but I continued to have people on my timeline that was spreading the truth. So it kept feeding me. So then I, you know, became more, you know, I got back into it the way that I was when I first found it. And since then, I, you know, get a lot of backlash from people from the things that I post, and I get a lot of people that, you know, unfollow me because of the things that I post. But I don't mean to offend anybody. It's just I am, you know, still growing and learning, and I, you know, want to still stay encouraged, but I am, you know, trying to be mindful of the things that I think about. I was reading that, and I'm not sure about this, but I guess we're not even supposed to have, we're supposed to try to train our minds to not even think things of the world. Like, I get a lot of thoughts, you know,
Have you ever, I remember we had a, you know, conversation where we were talking about how to pray and things like that, but not going to talk about that, of course, because that's between us. But there is, of course, we are saved by grace, but the sustaining of grace is to want to be more like Christ. And when I first came into the truth, I was a sold-out Christian. So it really wasn't, you know, really a hard thing for me to be a Hebrew Israelite, not in the ideology, but in the way I acted. And you have to think about, you know, where these people are coming from when they're telling you these things. People, you know, even in the Bible, it states that if you were of the world, they would love you, but because you are not of the world, they hate you. So you have to realize when we come into this truth and we come into, you know, our fellowship with Christ, we're supposed to make and mold and consecrate that flesh daily, our flesh daily to this life. And, you know, honestly, a lot of people don't know, but I dealt with a lot of sins when it came to the sin of bisexuality, the sin of drug addiction, the sin of alcoholism, the sin of, you know, I was a stripper, I was all these other things. So, of course, you know, it was like a fascination with sex, with just the pleasure sense of, you know, but when we come into the truth, every thought that comes into your mind, because we have to know that we war not against flesh and blood, Nella, we war against demons. and everything that you like. They've been watching humans for thousands and thousands of years. So they know what we like. In any which way they can get us to try to transgress against our Creator, they're going to try you.
Mm-hmm.
But you resist the devil and he will flee. Honestly, so I feel like people that are correcting you, think about where they're coming from. Now, if somebody comes at you, oh, you're damn to hell, and you, no, you're going to miss me.
I get a
okay?
lot of that.
No.
That's mainly
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Now, see, that
about.
Spirit is not the Holy Spirit. The spirit of the Holy Spirit will, if you comment on your post, they won't be argumentative. But mostly, I feel like we're supposed to correct our brother in private so he's not made a fool of publicly. So if you feel like, this is from every sister, if you feel like you want to correct someone, correct them in private so they're not made a spectacle of. That's what we're supposed to do. And I feel like that's how we keep from offending one another. And they know it comes from a good place.
Yeah, so I'm working on learning the difference between the two, not really, you know, paying too much attention to the negative spirit, but, you know, focusing in on those that are, you know, humbling
mm-hmm.
themselves. They correct me. And also that I'm trying to be mindful. Shoot, I had a thought and I completely lost it. I just want
to
be mindful
of
that. You know, I don't know what spirits are connected to me. You know, I think the Jezebel spirit
mm-hmm.
was connected to me.
Yes.
But there could also
mm-hmm.
be a spirit of pride, you know, like I don't like being
yes,
corrected
definitely.
Or I feel, you know, shame
mm-hmm.
or, you know, whatever. So I'm trying to, like, not really, you know, lean on my feelings, but know that,
yes.
you know, it. Oh, this is what I was going
to
say.
Mm-hmm.
That I was reading and it was saying that, like, when you come into the truth, like when
mm-hmm.
we're in the world, we're already, you know, battling things that we don't know. But when we come into the truth, we're going to be tested even harder, you know. So that's
even,
what
yeah.
I need to keep mindful of that,
that
you know,
one of,
to
mm-hmm.
expect that, you know, things are going to go wrong. So
mm-hmm.
not to take it to heart. Just know that I'm being tested and I have to, you know, stay consistent.
Yes, because even in school, because there's going to be a great tribulation, and only those who endure until the end will be saved. Endure until the end. Not the people that right now in the truth, but endure until the very end, because you're going to come up against a lot of, because we are Israelites, because we're against this kingdom. Do you think he's going to take it laying down? No, he's not. He's like, I know I'm down the hill. He's trying to take as many souls as he can take. But what we have to do is say, is believe that our Savior, through Yahweh, died for us, and we have all authority in the name of Jesus, Yahshua, Yahwasi, or whatever you want to call this, the Messiah. We have all power in him. So, and the devil knows that, but do we know it? Now, sister, be encouraged. I'm going to move on to the next caller. I do love you, and I'm going to try to get back around to everyone else because I know when we hear someone else say something, it prompts like something else we want to talk about in our mind. So
thank
I do love
time.
You, Yala. My pleasure, baby. Shalom, shalom. Okay, and I'm moving on to the next caller. First of all, I do want to say to everyone, I do love you all, and I really hope you all feel my spirit. I really have a genuine spirit, I like to think. I have a genuine spirit of love. I know we're supposed to be warriors, we're supposed to be this or rah, rah, whatever, but my spirit, I have a soft spirit. I have a sensitive spirit. So, you know, I love everyone. I know we all have our different beliefs. I love every single person. I love everyone, because even the Bible states, you know, if you, I can't remember the exact scripture, but correct me if I'm wrong, but if you love those who love you, you know, what's the difference? What is that? But to love someone who hates you, okay, and then also, it's just put in my spirit that we battle not against flesh and blood. People don't understand this is spiritual warfare. If you believe in it, you have to be demons. So do you think that they torment us daily? They know, they watch us. Think about this. They watch us. They know what we want. So sometimes I try to tell everyone, sometimes if you're battling with something and you're praying to God, pray silently. The devil is a thief of the air. If you know what you're praying for, he's going to try to come against you that much stronger with that one thing. So understand that we are really in battle with the devil. This is war, Israel. This is war that we're in right now. And I can't wait till we go over to Jerusalem and we have to study war no more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is caller 816-816. Mom, show us who's this.
Simone, this is Shelly Robinson.
This is who? I'm sorry. Your phone's cutting out. Your phone's cutting out. Go to a different.
It's Shelly Robinson.
Oh, sister, I can't hear you. Can you move to like a better service area? No, I can't hear you. I just heard. Shalom. No, we're not able to hear you, sister. Are you at work or something? I'm sorry? Sometimes you have to take your headphones out. Or if you're on a Bluetooth, sometimes you have to take it off and speak into your phone. Okay, I'm not able to hear you, so I'm going to have to put you on mute. Okay, I'm not sure if that sister even said she really want to hear from you, sister. I'm not sure who you are, but please call us back. Please call us back, because I, in the name of the Son, please give us a call back. But just going back to the causing offense, when we do cause offense, we have to be, that's why, you know, the Bible also says, be slow to anger, slow to move, because that was one of the things when I first came into the truth, I tested every single spirit. Because I feel like all God's people, we have an inquisitive mind. We have an inquisitive mind. And I'm surprised people are still holding on. I can see the people still listening. Lord, y'all know I can talk. I'm just waiting on the 816 to call back. But that's one thing that you will not meet a Hebrew Israelite that does not have a curious, inquisitive mind. So like children ask 1,000 questions, and then the Bible even states that unless you be like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And it's just an inquisitive mindset that all people in the truth have. We test everything. We read, we research, we read it, we read again, notes, highlights, everything. That's just something that's embedded in us as we wisdom. Just like Solomon, we seek wisdom. Now I'm going to connect back to 816. They've called back in. And let's see if their connection is better. Hopefully, in the name of Jesus, it is. Shalom, shalom, 816. Who is this? Shalom, shalom.
Shelly Ryan.
Oh, hey, Shelly. Miss Shelly.
I'm great.
Your phone is still kind of breaking up. Where are you? Lord, you must have T-Mobile, girl.
I do.
Girl, you need to get somewhere and sit down. We can't hear you.
Okay, put me on mute.
Oh, no, I can hear you now. I don't know where you are, but
I'm driving.
Stay right there.
I'm always driving.
Oh, what do you do?
Oh, no, I'm just let somebody borrow a car, and I have to pick my car up. They look somewhere on a tow truck, my spare car.
Oh, okay. Oh, your spare car. Oh, you balling? You balling and all?
I'm just trying to live good. But, yeah, my signal is bad where I'm at. My signal is bad. But I do have T-Mobile.
Girl, I know you do, because you sound just like my fiance when he's trying to call me from somewhere. I'll be like, look, just text me, because your shit. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Lord, please forgive me. But because your mess is raggedy. No, I'm just kidding. But that's just how it is when you're driving, though. But,
yeah.
All right, sister, but we were talking about, I don't know if you could hear what we were talking about, But we were just talking about, of course, what mighty work did God show in your life that caused you to come into the truth, that you knew it could only be nothing but God, and or, you know, what experiences have you had dealing with offense, causing other people offense, or somebody offending you, and how it's dealt in your walk, or how you've grown from it?
What caused me to come in the church? I was on 3 days.
Oh, no, we can't hear you. T-Mobile is so ratchet, girl. You know what? I can't stand them, girl. They got some good prices, but that service, ma'am. Okay, try to say something else. No, ma'am. I can't. Shelly. Oh, and I hate it.
You.
But it's okay. We're gonna give you a little bit. I'm gonna have to put you on mute. I'm gonna give you a little bit. I'm gonna get back to the Auntie Charlene. I'm gonna put you on mute. If you have to call us back, then that's fine, baby. But just give us a call back, cause I still got 1 hour and 30 minutes. So. You know what? The devil is so busy. He's so busy. I hate that nigga, and he hate me, okay? When I tell you, he always, I can't stand him. Whew. No, every time somebody try to come together in unity, he rearing his old beautiful head. Because you know the devil is the most beautiful angel in heaven. But he come rearing his old ugly self. Oh, I can't stand him. Lord knows I can't. But we're going to move back to Sister Charlene, because I did want to hear, what are some things when you came into the truth that caused you to stumble? What do you hear in the truth that that kind of confuses you, or you feel like it is some things in the truth that you feel like confuses you, or you feel like isn't essential to salvation? And I'm gonna connect you now to 504-504.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you, sister.
Okay, I heard something today. I don't know who it was, but she was saying that we like God aids or something. Look, I believe this. I believe there's one body and three spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. All that other stuff
I
don't know about. You know, all that other stuff I don't know about. And also, you know, so I told my mama that that I'm a part of the nation, and she told me, she said, you know, if you get your husband, you're going to have to share him with another wife. And see, that right there knocked me over with a feather.
Mm.
That right there, not him. You know.
Yeah,
I don't see that. Not me, Karen. You know, it's intimate to have a relationship. And it's only for a man and a woman. But I don't
mm-hmm.
see a man with women. Like, you know, I can't see that. But I know they did that, and, you know, back in the day. But I don't know. That's something for me.
Now, I believe the same thing as you, sister. Now, I know there's a lot of different differences in the truth that I believe, you know, if you have Christ, you know, you're my sister. Now, the non-Messianics, I'm sorry, they're gone to me. I'm sorry, they're gone. I'm tired of casting my prayer, you know, to the swine. I'm tired of it. I'm not going to do it. Don't give them, don't even get in the time of day, because they came with you most of the time. These non-Messianics came into the truth. They let the devil move on in. First thing they do is they reject the teachings of Paul, because they thought he contradicts Torah, which he doesn't. Paul, you catch more flies with honey, okay, than with vinegar. So he was speaking to the Gentiles, trying to convert them. He was not speaking to Israel. We already know who our Heavenly Father was, our Creator. So his message is a sweet message. It does not contradict Torah at all. Now, that's the first thing they do is they now the Hebrew book. Paul, and they say that he's a contradiction of the Torah. Second, what they do is they just decline the Messiah altogether because Roman has made him a white man. Then third, they feel then they become Torah only, and then from there it's all, well, if they don't repent, it's all hellfire from there. So I mean, you have to just, you know, understand this, that there's some people, they just they have so much knowledge, and I can't say this enough, and this is one of the things that my husband loves when I say they have so much knowledge and no Holy Spirit, because knowledge is not going to save you. The Holy Spirit is going to save you. He's the one that it separates the wheat from the chaff.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the truth, and that's the truth straight way. That's it, right? But, sister, do you ever go online to not, I mean, not pushing, it's not a camp or anything. It's just, that's just my pastor, just my church that I celebrate Passover with and things like that. But what I want you to do, sister, is just, you know, go online to Straightway Truth. That's S-T-R-A-I-T, way.com. And just check out Pastor Dowell. I think you have, did you, on YouTube? Your phone is breaking up, sister. Hello? Auntie Charlene?
Yes.
Oh, your phone is breaking up. What did you say?
I heard him before. He was straight to the point.
Yeah, he does curse. He uses it in context, though. I love my pastor, and people
right.
ask, what kind of pastor is that that be cursing? I say a damn good one. Well,
he's
well,
in porn clothes, though. He's in
yeah.
porn clothes.
Yeah, he does. And he has the same ideology as we have. You know, just not saying always right and anybody else wears wrong. Just we have a certain, we just have a different, you know, ideology. We believe that the God is the Father is the Son, and the Son is the Holy Spirit. We believe in three different spirit, three forms of one Godhead. So you know, he does believe that Yeshua is Yah in the flesh. But I'm going to move on to Nella because I feel like Nella really, I feel like, you know, it's a lot of things on Nella because I love Nella with my whole heart. That is my sister. I love her, like, because I see myself in her. I love her. And she has a genuine spirit. And I feel like people with their condescending attitudes and their haughty, dang on, you know, they're letting people fall just because they're not in the same walk as them. And it really
right.
burns me up because I'm like, just because can't nobody see what you're doing, okay?
Right.
He posted on Facebook, okay, well, we can't see you over there smoking weed and you can on and you running women. I said, we can't see what you're doing. I'm sorry. I went on a little rant. I'm sorry. Let me. All right, sister. Love you. Love you. Shalom.
I love you,
too.
Shalom.
All right, I have caller 978-978. That is my
yes.
baby, Nella. So
what I wanted to add to what you just said is that, like, I have done a lot of, you know, from coming into the
mm-hmm.
troop, I have done a lot of physical changes. Maybe my Facebook hasn't, you know, been so censored down, but in my action, in my, you know, you know, walk, I have made really great improvements, so I am proud of myself with that. And, you know, I appreciate you because you keep me motivated and encouraged. So
always be encouraged, baby. Don't let them, hey, who are they? They have no heaven or hell to put you in. But what, just whatever you do, think about, if my father had a Facebook and he saw this, what would he think? that's what keeps me rooted. Like, I don't care about what nobody else got to say. If my father had a Facebook, would he like this or would he be at my inbox like, daughter?
All right.
So what are some things, like, what drew you towards the truth? How did you come to the truth?
I've always kind of felt not connected to the world around me. That's how I became a Kulunati soldier, is because I was seeking out, you know, justice, or, you know, I knew something was right. I knew the life that I was, you know, the life that is before me, I feel that I need to make a change, you know, or I have a lot. I feel like there's something on me that inspires people or that draws people. Mm-hmm. So if I, you know, study and I, you know, whatever, then people will follow me. Not to say it like that, but I, like, a lot of people look up to me in my life. So I'm just like, okay, you know, what is it? You know, what is it that we could do? Because I don't want, you know, what's happening to me to happen to my little sister or to my kids one day, because I do want to have kids. So what could I do so that, you know, my life is worth something? What is my life? What is the purpose of me being here? I went through, like, years of depression. I'm still in the depression. So I'm just like, you know, I don't want to kill myself, to be, you know, completely honest. I don't want to. I don't want to end up in, you know, just hurting my father, because he's the one that created me. I didn't create me. I didn't choose to be here, you know. So it's like, whoever created me, they had a purpose for my being. So what is that? And I feel like it's to be a testimony, you know, and to, because so many people look up to me, so that I can show them, look, you know, this is where I came from, you know, and, you know, you could do it too. And, yeah, that's what I really want.
Yes, hallelujah. And that's one of the things that even the Bible speaks about. Now, I'm reading the Bible. I'm not going to speak that I have a memory problem, but I do. I had an accident as a child, so it does affect my memory. Some people can just spit out scripture. I may not know this, but I know it's in that book. Somebody Google, I'll say they'll find it right there in that Bible. Now, it's something about God hating ill-gotten gain. You know, so I feel like that's one of the things in us. We hate these corporations that cheat people. We hate the police that kill our people. We hate ill-gotten and you know, just godless and lawless people, because we were a lawful people, a God-filled people. And that's one of the things that I feel like sets us up as his people, because we hate. We hate oppression. We hate it. And that was one of the things with me. Like, you know, I was one of the people with, y'all might not have heard of him, but on YouTube, Shane Ugar, you know, I was Republican, not because, you know, of anything, but because I feel like we should have the right to own guns. I did not believe in, you know, homosexual marriage because I was a Christian. I didn't believe in that. And people are like, oh, you're a black Republican. People look at these parties. Now I don't vote at all because, you know, I feel like it's just picking one of the other one. You're either going to pick the left.
One head of the snake.
Okay. It's a two-headed snake. So it's just like, but we hate it. But now, you know, if I do vote, I vote the Green Party, only because they, not going to get into that, not whatever. But that's one of the things that calls us apart. And, you know, I can tell just in your voice that you've always been a woman that researched, knew what was going on around her, and knew that something was not right. And that's that Holy Spirit in you. He sealed you. So just know that, you know, that you are loved. And, yes, you the only – people got to twist it. The only thing – we're the one that added all these taxes and freaking jobs and, you know, when we fail, and jobs and bills and all this other stuff. We're the ones that added this stuff. God wanted nothing but for us to live in paradise and communing with him and to give him all the glory and all the praise. That's the only thing we were made for, was to give our God glory and praise. So in everything that we do, we should give him the praise. Everything. That's the only thing it was made for. I mean, we got to do all this paying bills and working full-time jobs. And he didn't want us to do nothing but fill up the earth with babies, okay, and give him the praise. That's it. We didn't mess it up. So, but Thank you, sister, for sharing that with us. And I do love you. We're going to go, I'm going to place you on mute. We're going to go back to Sister Delion because hopefully she got a better connection because Lord knows. Well, wait, hold on. We got a new caller, so I'm not going to go to Shelly this time. But Shelly, I am going to get back to you, sister, because you know you, my ace on coon, okay? We right here. Now, the caller just called in. We are talking about how, you know, we came to the truth, how we knew that the Bible was true and who the Bible says we are is truth, and how it explains all of our curses, all of our pain, all of our hurt, our oppression, and also how either someone else has caused us to offend or or how we have offended someone else, and how we grew from these moments and what we took from these moments, and just sharing a little bit of what we feel like is wrong with Israel and what's wrong with the world as well. Caller 832-832, you are live.
Hey, this is Nama.
Hey, Nama. Yes, ma'am, I can hear you loud and clear. I'm like Shelly.
Well, I'm at the gym, so please excuse me if I'm out of breath. I'm on the treadmill right now. But
oh, girl, that's fine. Get it in. You got to get that body tight for the hubby.
How I came into the truth, it's been a while. Just basically by doing research. And I had met a guy. He was actually Jew black. He was actually from Israel. He had came over here in the
like Sammy Davis. He was one of the Sammy Davis ones.
No, he wasn't with Damona or nothing like that. Truthfully, I didn't even really ask. But he just basically basically was just talking to me. He was like, "You black people over here really don't know how special you are and who you are and whatnot."
Mm.
And he was like, "You guys are the children of Israel. You are the children of the book." And he said, "Look around. And if you read Deuteronomy, it doesn't fit nobody but you guys. And you guys don't know that because it was prophesied to happen. You're going to lose everything."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, huh. Now, I was watching the History Channel one day, and they were doing a segment about Jerusalem, the destruction of Jerusalem, and how they had to flee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if these white people, why in the heck are they fleeing into Africa? So,
Oops,
why people don't lie?
Oops. They tried it.
Well, anyway, so when I did that and I did the history of that and how they fled into West Africa, I'm like, hold up. We came from West Africa. And I just started putting two and two together. And I just started putting two and two together with my personal life, with my family. And I was like, oh, my God, we meet these Deuteronomy 28 curses to a T. I'm like, and I told my mom, I said, Mom, you see this? You know, husbands leaving each other. We going to always be the tail. I mean, just all kind of stuff. I'm like, Mom, we fit this perfectly. So nobody fit this. Not a white person, not a Mexican. There's nothing rich kids over there. And it's from that point on, you play to me. Actually, from that point on, I knew, you know what I'm saying, that we're definitely the children of Israel. And like I said, my father, he was part of the whole Muslim Black Panther Israelite Egypt. He knew the truth, but he didn't know how to embrace it. That's two different things. So, and then on top of that, he was dealing with my life anyway. So.
Oh, girl, I'm too. I'm a trip into the bars, just like you, baby.
And so that's basically how it is. And most of my families are Christian, which is what people don't understand when you think about Christians. The first Christians was us. That was not a nun in that Antioch church. No Gentile in that church but us. But as it got
and Christian just meant follow of Christ, like what he did, which was follow the Torah, keep the Torah.
Right.
It wasn't what Christianity is today. Right.
Exactly. That's what I was getting to. It's not this crap that they, this is idolatry, what they call Christianity today. That was nothing like what our forefathers did, you know what I'm saying, back at that Antioch church. So that's where we're at. That's kind of where I'm at right now. As far as my boy, not as far as my husband, we went to school together, mm-hmm. but he has an uncle that knew that he mm-hmm. was the Israelites and all that, and they taught them as growing up. So we're both in the truth. We're both still learning. Everything like that.
You've been in the truth for a while, though. You've been in the truth for a while, sister. Like, that's also
yeah.
why I can listen to you. I can hear you. And I'm like, okay, you got some. And I'm still looking at them videos that you sent me. It was a lot that you sent me. I'm still looking at them, though. When I finish them and I dissect them, take my notes and everything to my research, I'm going to hit you up. We're going to talk about it and stuff like that. So
right.
I haven't forget that. I haven't forgot that. You told me to take my time. So.
Yeah, you definitely have to take your time because the Jerusalem, they say that is today, does not fit prophecy. Jerusalem is a place to waste. It's desolate. Mm. It's a desert. No one is living there. If you look at Tel Arad, no one is living there. The real Jerusalem has
mm-hmm.
been found. That's why the river sprung up. He said he's going to do a new thing. He's going to make a river in the wilderness. That's our home.
Yep.
She's just waiting for us to come back. So basically she's
mm-hmm.
waking up. She's been on her Sabbath rest for 2,000 years. And she's waking up ready for us to come back.
She's like, Lord, she's like, how, Lord, I'm waiting on these ignorant niggas.
Girl can't get it right if they paid her.
They can't, girl can't get it. Lord can't get it right. Girl, they could give us $1 million and we wouldn't get it right. They could be like, why they giving me this money?
Right.
But for real, sister, I love your spirit. I bless you. You my Instagram, like for real. Like you, like I call, you know, if I'm Instagram cool, you know, that's in the truth. But for real, me and you. I mean, we might have different doctrines about things. But when it comes
right.
out, I know you love me, girl. I don't know if I come to you,
oh,
girl,
yeah.
look what they said about this and that.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
Most definitely.
Girl.
So, yeah, we, have I ever played
anybody?
Huh?
Oh. Yeah, that was the next question. That was my question.
Okay. Yes and no. Well, okay, yeah.
Okay.
My mouth. I have to learn how to control my mouth. But I offended my friend, my lifelong friend, because
mm-hmm.
she claims to be Native American Indian. She claims.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked
mm-hmm.
her, I said, if you're Native American Indian, why the hell are you celebrating Thanksgiving?
Mm.
I told her just
uh-oh.
Like that.
No.
My mom's side is... Oh, well, I should say Black Native American Indian. They
mm-hmm.
they don't, we don't celebrate, you know what I'm saying, Thanksgiving on that side. Now, my dad's side, on the other hand, they from West Africa, they, you know, Igbo, Nigeria, they don't associate with Native
mm-hmm.
American Indian, so they celebrate it. So my mom's side,
mm-hmm.
that's, and so I asked, I said,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, you think that you got people on the reserve, y'all trying to get reparations, but yet, here comes November 25th, and you trying to buy turkey. I said, it's not making sense.
Mm.
So either you not Native American Indian or you just don't know what you're talking about because you shouldn't be
mm.
celebrating that day. And so
mm-hmm.
she was like, so she got on a little Facebook status. I'm so tired of people judging me. Oh, God, here we go again.
Oh, Lord.
I couldn't take it no more. I said, you know, I wasn't judging you. I was just trying to enlighten you on some things. If this is your heritage, you should know a little bit about it. So
mm-hmm.
she, from that point on, we really haven't been talking, but she's coming around. I
okay.
also offended this white person. I didn't mean to, but I told her that there's no such thing as white culture or white history because I don't have any.
It is. They got some called, what is it called? Green Bean Castle. That's all it is. They got Green Bean Castle. Give them they do. They got Green Bean Castle, honey.
I said everything that you guys have has been stolen from somebody else. Everything
mm-hmm.
that y'all have. Nothing is original.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as white culture or white history because there isn't any. So she was upset. I said, I'm telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Have I become your enemy?
No, that is the truth. Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Bring it.
And this is in
bring it out.
And in the truth, it's this thing going around saying that black people have hatred. And no, do y'all understand what hatred really is? It's not that we have hatred.
No.
We are basically exposing what the truth is. And the truth is, y'all's history shows what y'all have done to the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's
yeah,
not,
sister,
not
there is something I wanted to say. Because we do have a sister, because I know that there is just a little bit of bad blood. And Nella, you are still here, so I see you. So you better hold that line. I'm just going to mute you just real quick. Okay. And now, sisters, we all love each other. And whenever we come to each other, we come with love. First of all, especially if I come into the mix, y'all going to come with love. I'm going to beat somebody upside the head. Okay. But now, Nama and Nella, I love both of you. We all know that we're different places in our walk. And I know that one might offend the other or vice versa or been offended. But understand that we all love each other. We really genuinely do love each other. And we don't just love you. We love your heart. We love your salvation. We love your soul. So what I want to do is just say, speaking from, first I'm going to speak from Nama's position, which I know what her position is, that, you know, she loves you, and we care about you, and we do want you to do what is edifying unto the Lord, Nella, and we're here for you. Sometimes we can get a little bit too passionate about certain things that we don't know how to exactly express them or how we should express them. But we know that wrong is wrong and right is right. Now, speaking from Nella's perspective, she might have felt, I'm not trying to say this way anybody said, but she might have felt that how it was said could have been said in private, so she is not made a spectacle of in public. But I want us to bear this hatchet. I'm not saying that there is a hatchet, but I just want to make sure there's no bad blood between anyone, and we can stand united in Christ. Because that's what it's all about. And so I just, you know, want to say that I'm going to unmute Nella just really quickly, and just so she can speak respectively, and I'm going to also unmute Nama, you know, after Nella speaks about, you know, just how it made her feel when she was corrected or, you know, told something on the status that Nama commented on, and I'm mute Nella right now, 9:07. I'm going to unmute you, and I just want you to tell us, you know, how you felt when Nella said what she said in a respectful way, because Nama, I know Nama, that's my love. I know she's going to be just as respectful. So you are muted right now, sister. Just tell us, you know, how being corrected or what was said.
Honestly, I don't even remember what the status was or what was said, but Nama.
It was the status where you know posted the picture of the woman outside the truck with the, you know, the urine or whatever. It was that one.
The what? Urine?
Yeah, someone urinated on
someone. I don't even remember what I post, honestly. But
okay.
Either way, it could have happened on any post because I have a lot of crazy posts. But pretty much I followed Nama. I think I got her page through you, and I came across her page through you. And I thought, I kind of looked highly on her, like she was respectful, she was modest, you know, this, and this. And on the status, I kept mentioning to her, you know, why don't you inbox me instead, and this and that. And she, you know,
mm-hmm.
continued on the status. And I just felt like that's mainly
mm-hmm.
my issue. If you want to correct me, you know, don't correct me so that you could correct the bunch. You know, correct me so then I could then further trickle it down, you know, and I could do that
mm-hmm.
through my action, but I'm not going to understand anything through the status because I already know. Well, I'm going to be defensive because I know there's a million, you know, a lot of people looking at my status, like, who are you to, you know, come.
Definitely.
I automatically got defensive, like, yo, you know, slow
mm-hmm.
your roll, you know. But
yeah.
I think I would have approached the situation and would have been able to receive the information if it was done through a private way, or, you know, she could just, you know, or not to make it directly at her, but anyone, if you want to correct someone, you know, if you think things are hard to understand through text message, you don't always receive the information. So I think, you know, a good way to try to correct someone is maybe, you know, inbox them, and if they still don't understand, say, hey, you know, I have some time. Do you have some time? Maybe you could shoot me your number, and we could talk, and then we could get on the phone, and then I'd be able to, you know, have a dialogue. But I don't know you from a hole in the wall. I don't think that you should be, you know, telling me what to post. You know, you didn't help me sign up for this account. I signed up for it by myself. So that's how I felt. I just think there's an order in which things should be done. Just like in, yeah, I'm not even going to bring in the Christian church, but, you know, in the Christian church, they say that, you know, you have to, I don't know, there's just a certain way to do things. And I think, you know, first privately, and if, you know, that doesn't work, maybe trying to, you know, call the person, and then if that doesn't work, then, you know, let them be, because they're set in their ways and they're going to do their thing, and then you separate yourself from that. But, you know, if you're telling me that you love me, then don't try to make a fool of me. That's how I felt.
Okay. I understand, sister, and I agree on a couple of points. Now, one of the points is, you know, that in, you know, this isn't Christianity. I'm just going to meet you while I say this. I'm going to move to her. I definitely know, you know. But this, you know, this is not Christianity. You know, we're not pity patty. We're, you know, of course, I do feel like Nama, you know, should have, but, you know, I feel like the way she put it was respectful. And when people are, because I've been in a lot of fights, okay, look, I rump and tumble. I used to be, I don't care if a woman was 2 feet taller than me, honey, we going to rumble, we going, and I got this razor in my mouth just for you, honey, and it's here for you. Like, I understand. So it's definitely, this is not Christianity. So we're not going to pity patty. We care about the salvation. We don't care about, certain things that Christians I care about. I don't, you know, of course, causing offense, that's what causes us to, you know, bring it to the inbox. But sometimes when we're really grieved in our spirit, we want to talk about it right then. We want to let you know right then how we feel. Nama, I know she's filled with nothing but love. She's nothing but love. Nama is love. And so I definitely don't feel like she meant it to try to embarrass you or anything. But she was probably just really flabbergasted at it, very, very taken aback by it, because she does love you. And I know she loves you, because you're a daughter of Zion, and I know she loves you. But it's just, you know, this is not Christianity, and we all need to be corrected. And being corrected, it doesn't always feel good. It never feels good to really be corrected. We're going to feel defensive because we still have some of those carnal mindsets or Christian ideologies like I did when I first came to the truth. I'm like, you don't know me, nigga. You don't know my life, nigga. Like, we just have those those carnal mindsets that we feel like nobody should be able to say anything to us, and we aren't supposed to cast our pearls to the swine. But I believe when she was correcting you, she did not feel like she was casting her pearls to swine. She felt like she was casting her pearls to a sister. And that's just my feelings. I'm going to move on to Nama and just see, you know, because I just want to bury any bad because all sisters. And, okay, we love men, but forget the man right now. We're talking about sisters, the sisters of all the nation. So I'm just going to unmute Nama right now. Sister, what do you think? Do you feel like I was on? How did you want to just kind of talk about it?
Oh, yeah.
Because I just want to make sure we're all.
Right. Well, you definitely hit the nail on the head there because, like I said, this is in Christianity. And the book says open rebuke is better than secret love. Now, by all means, I did not want it to make Nella feel any kind of way because I do love her. You know what I'm saying? She's a beautiful woman. I do love
her. I know
her.
You do.
And I apologize. And I did. I did sincerely. I said, if I did make you feel any kind of way, you know what I'm saying, I do apologize. And I think I said it more than twice in her inbox, you know? And she was upset, and I can tell she was. You know, she was cursing and calling me names. And I took it because she felt some kind of way. And that's my sister, and I felt her pain. and I did apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But I also
because
did,
we all felt like that when we first came into the way. Like, how you gonna tell me something? We all been there. Like,
right.
But we don't want to, you know, make anybody feel alienated. We love you, Nella. Please don't get it twisted. Like, the world hates your soul, girl. We love you.
Right. You know, and when you come into the truth, what people sort of realize, we and the Most High in Christ is all we got, because now the world is against us, even our family. So
mm-hmm.
when I did that on her post, I said, why did you do that? That wasn't simple. That was not even, I don't even think like that to try to put someone to shame or for bragging rights, because
mm-hmm.
I don't want nothing that this world has to offer. That mm-hmm. didn't even come to my mind, you know what I'm saying? But I seen that how she felt some kind of way, and that's when I inboxed her, and she was still upset. She was very upset. And not
mm-hmm.
one time did I get out of line. Not one time did I curse her. Not one time did I make her feel any little or anything like that. I just told her, I said, okay, I apologize. You know, and I left it at that. I do apologize. And then I also told her that you can put the blame on me and I'll take it, but you also got to take responsibility for your own actions as well. But at the end of the day, there
mm-hmm.
was no bad blood on my end, no feeling no kind of way or anything like that. I just left it at that. She's still on my page. I'm glad she didn't delete me. I didn't delete her. And it's all good.
I'm so glad that we do love each other. I'm so glad that, you know, we do love each other, because that's what makes us different from the men. And I do love the men. They are the head. They are, you know, but the woman is the compassion, the love, the forgiveness, the mercy.
Right.
And I feel like when it comes to the Most High, there are two forms of the Most High. There's two qualities of the Most High. And there's El Shaddai, which is the woman quality, which is the loving, forgiveness, and mercy. And then there is Elohim, which is the warrior, the lion, the wrath, the judgment. So, you know, we all have to know, based on the Holy Spirit, how we are supposed to deal with certain things. And I'm glad, you know, that you all love each other, because we are not women of the world. These are not our people. Okay, these are not our people. So sometimes we're going to get mad at each other, but we're not like women that are wild. It ain't a nigga that. We're not like that. Like, we're like, no, I
right.
love her, and I want her to forgive me, and I love her. And that's it, and that's the truth. And that's true.
Because what you don't understand, that, and I stress this a lot on my face, the return of going home is very near. And
mm-hmm. very.
I'm going to be there with y'all. And if, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
if the Most High shows mercy on me and he finds me worthy to make it home, I'm going to be there with y'all. It ain't going to be no bad blood. If you can't tell me this, you can't tell me that. It's going to be all love.
Girl, we're going to forget all about it. Girl, we're going to forget all about all of this stuff. Huh?
You know? Exactly. So, definitely, I have a very soft spot for the sisterhood, because I've always longed for it. I grew up in a house full of boys. I don't got no sister. So I've always longed for a sisterhood.
Yeah,
and when I have
yeah.
my three sisters that's on my level, that's with me, I have a soft spot for them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Y'all, please forgive me. I'm working out right now.
No, I know you're on the treadmill, but we got a new caller. I just want to enter. But first of all, before we get to the new caller, of course, there, and I do see you, I just want to get both of you and Nella on the phone. Just say I love you. We just going to move on. Y'all know I'm listening, so whatever. Okay? Entertainment.
I do love both of you, not
Nama and Nella. I just want y'all to say, you know, I love you. We all sisters, and we're gonna move forward, and whatever happened, or how anybody felt, we're gonna leave it alone, we're gonna go for it, and we love each other. Nella, you're
unmuted.
I love you, Nella.
I love you guys too, and I really look up to you guys, and I hope to, you know, grow and, you know, commune with you guys so that we could be a connected, close family and not, you know, just family.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
I love you, Nami.
All right, love you too, guys.
Nella.
Yes?
Love you too, Nella.
No.
Yeah, excuse me. Woo!
All right, well, bless the king. Hallelujah to the king. The king is soon to come. And I'm going to unmute caller 407. Caller 407, we are talking about how we came to the truth, or sharing our experience of how we might have caused offense to someone else or been offended, and how we grew from this moment. Shalom, shalom. Who is this? Shalom, shalom. Caller 407, you're in the host queue. Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you are. You might not have wanted to be, but you are. So who is this in the host queue? Shalom, shalom.
Hi, Don. I didn't even know I was on the queue. This is Jeremiah. Jeremiah Yashara.
Hallelujah. Bless the King. And you said your name was what? I'm sorry?
Jeremiah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, no, I said Jeremy. Jeremy.
Okay. And what's your name on Facebook? Just so I can put a face to the name.
Jeremiah Yashar.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jeremiah. And usually this is for my girls, but we are going. We do, you know, welcome the brothers as well. And so we just were talking about, you know, how we came to the truth, and also how, you know, if we've caused offense to other people, or if someone has caused us offense, and how it affected us in our walk, if either we've grown or, you know, it's caused us to our faith to waver. So how did you, first of all, how did you come to the truth? Tell us just a little bit about yourself, because we don't know you. So how did you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
No, that's cool. Well, first of all, my apologies. I've seen this before, ladies, but I was kind of just listening. I didn't want to intrude or anything. But my story is basically I started out, I was a Christian at one point, a non-denominational Christian church, and that's how I was raised. And I had a friend who was a Muslim. I was trying to be a good Christian, mm-hmm. and they was asking me questions. So I got stuck on some of them, and I was like, wow, you know, they asked me about stuff about, like, why did the Messiah have to die? Like, why did it happen that way? And I knew the Christian way to answer it was God and whatnot. But he said, yeah, but why did that have to take place? And I was like, wow, I got a little stuck. And, you know, asked me, why do you do Christmas and stuff like that? And we kind of left that conversation. I thought to myself, wow, you know, if I would study a little bit more, maybe I could have just saved somebody, not even walked away. So I started
asking. Yeah.
And as I started looking, I started seeing that a lot of things wasn't adding up. And it was like, basically what I did was I wrote down on a piece of paper all the things that wasn't being taught, or the things that was being taught that wasn't in the book. And by the time I got to like number 21, I just stopped, and I was like, well, if somebody was to tell me 21 lies in the world, would I believe them the 22nd time? No, I wouldn't. So I said, why, if something is supposed to be for my salvation or not, and it's telling me this many lies, why should I believe it also?
Mm-hmm.
So I made a decision to, my first major step was to put down the holidays. This is a big deal for me.
Yeah.
My family,
mm-hmm.
my youngest son, and that was like a huge deal. So that was like my first step to getting into it. And then I put down the understanding of the tithes and everything. And I think my first encounter with anything that we would call Israelites that I really started actually listening to was probably, even though there's no offense to anybody, but I don't really rock with the camp or anything like that, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I started listening to GLCC at the time. I came across some videos of Elder Ricard. We did Israelites and everything. And it made a lot of sense to me. And I looked up, it backed up in the Word. And then eventually, as I grew, I started being able to discern certain doctrine from truth and that. But, oh, no, that's pretty much my story, how I got to where I am today.
Okay, and how did you, now, how long have you been married? Because I do see you're married.
It's been just a little over 2 years now.
Okay, and is your wife in the truth, or?
Yeah, she is. That was actually one of the thing why I even said this is a good deal.
Yeah, because it feels so good to have a wife that's in the truth and a righteous, virtuous wife. That's a good thing. And one of the things I do say, you know, that when men, when they're in the world, that's the last thing from their mind, to be married and have children. But what's the first thing men want to do when they get into the truth? They want to have a family. They want to have a wife, children. You know, that's what they want. That's how I know that it's natural, and that's what God wants. But then my other question was, you know, has anyone ever caused you to be offended, or have you ever offended someone else? And, you know, what did you get from that? Like, when you first came to the truth, what were some of the things that you had to weed out? Like, did you have any experiences with, like, somebody offending you or you being offended? Or
me getting offended? Well, my personality alone, I don't get offended so easily. But
mm-hmm.
I've definitely probably offended people. some of it was me not gaining wisdom yet and not knowing how to speak to people, especially when I was, like, just getting to the truth. I was, you know, so excited, just going to tell somebody, I don't care, I'm just going all in, and or didn't exercise wisdom, you know, and some
mm-hmm.
things I was pretty barbaric with. But I think a lot of people, even like my family, at first I probably offended people because I seemed like a know-it-all. And
mm-hmm.
everything was, oh, so you just think that you're right and everybody else is wrong. And they definitely got offended in that aspect. And not only that, but, you know, if you tell them that, well, Christmas, people tend to get offended saying, well, I'm not worshiping a tree or whatever, you know. I know I've stepped on some toes. But I think overall, especially with my family, it started out with, I actually noticed people wasn't calling or taking my calls or, like,
mm-hmm.
oh, I got, you know, I'm a young to 10. Somebody, and nobody picking up the phone. And that was like,
mm.
I started noticing, yeah, I'm not everybody's favorite person right now. But I kind of grew into understanding, like, there is a way still to talk to people that you
definitely so they
get
can
them to listen. Yeah, and that came with wisdom. I was gaining a lot of knowledge, but not wisdom yet.
Mm. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King, brother. And my next show, I am gonna have brothers calling in just to get some insight from the women, and to you know, just because I feel like a wise man, because God gave us a gift to man. The man is not the gift to the women. The man is the image of God, and the woman is the radiance of God. That's what I believe. But just, you know, a lot of men feel like, oh, women, you should just shouldn't try to control your man at all, give him any type of counsel. But do you think God would give you a retarded woman, a woman that has no insight, no wisdom? Do you think that's a God-given woman? So that you can see two, and I don't think you were here when we were discussing that we believe that God has two qualities. He has El Shaddai, which is, you know, the woman quality, which even means circle. Shaddai means circle. The forgiveness, the mercy, the love, the, you know, embrace. And then there's Elohim, which is the warrior. Yeah, of course, the warrior, the wrath, the righteousness. And people forget that. So, you know, sometimes not saying a woman should be all haughty and in public, why you should just listen to me and no, that's that Jezebel spirit. But when you're in the quiet of your own home, and, you know, and a man needs some guidance, or he needs a different set of eyes on a situation, that's why God gave you the gift of a woman. So I did want to, my next, because I do this every Thursday, I want to have some righteous brothers call in, not no Torah only. Are you Torah only?
No, I believe in.
In the Messiah, okay. I just gotta make sure. But didn't want to offend you or anything. But that's one of the things, you know, that I did want to have some righteous, you know, Messianic brothers calling in and ask us a couple, you know, ask women a couple of questions, just how they feel about certain things. And, you know, to get our insight on just the world in general. So I did want to do that. So if you just wanted to call in, I do this every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, where do you live?
I'm in Sanford, Florida, which is just outside Orlando.
Okay, I have some.
Most people know by the Trayvon Martin incident. That same location.
Oh yeah. Oh wow, really? And how did that make you feel?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, wow.
It was. I didn't like it. I work in a barbershop, and the majority of the people around me are what they call Dominicans, and I'm what people call Black, even though I blend in with them because I'm so yellow. But it was a lot of, you've seen with me blending in, I've seen a lot of truth coming out of people who didn't know I was Black. And it really, you know, some things I knew, but to see it, and now that I'm in Miami, Florida, you know, people are still around here with Confederate flags everywhere. And I don't know, it just kind of put light on this world and people, what they say we're at and where we're really at when it comes to racism and everything.
Exactly.
And really that, actually, I think one of the saddest things for me were the non-supporters of your Black brother. Right is right, wrong is wrong. But I noticed a lot of supposed to be brothers, even not in that case, but a lot of different cases, who, I don't know, they tend to go with the world more than anything, and it doesn't matter what their color is.
That's a shame. That's truly a shame, and I feel like that's where a lot of the hate comes from, or self-hatred comes from.
It's, yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Men that look like,
I'm not one of these guys. I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I just want to state that I'm not one of these guys that think that only this color skin can make it into the kingdom or not.
Oh, yes, hallelujah,
Yeah, I know a lot teach that.
I hate that doctrine.
Yeah. So I'm
because
not,
I feel like...
Say, oh, yeah, go ahead.
I know I hate that doctrine because I feel like that anyone, because I feel like Israel, now this is just me, I just feel like Israel is whoever worships the Father and follows his laws.
Uh-huh.
That's what I feel like Israel is. And I feel like nobody knows. The only person that knows is the devil, who's been stalking us and following us and watching humans for thousands and thousands of years. And the Most High knows the bloodlines of these people. So you don't know just because of a person's country of origin whether or not they're the remnant. That is the most idiotic, asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, are you serious? Because
it's so much that doesn't support that and go against it. I don't even know why people stick with it, other than the fact of
pride.
They are racist themselves, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of it is really what it comes down to. I understand the self-love and everything, but at the same time, they don't consider where they're
from. Self-love doesn't mean I hate you.
Yeah, exactly. I just think it's a coincidence that this same thing came around the same time that the Nation of Islam and the Black Panthers and all that came up, when they saw the white men as devils. So, I mean, coincidentally around that same time, you got the Israelites who were doing that thing. And it was easy to push the same doctrine and get people to follow
that. Oh, I just sneezed. Sorry. I'm trying to cook at the same time, and that pepper got to me. But but all right, brother. I'm gonna mute you. Thank you so much for calling in. And I do hope you call in next week just to ask a couple of questions.
Oh, yeah.
And I love you with the righteous love, and I hope you have a great night.
I love you too, sister. Shalom.
All right, shalom, shalom. All right, going to move over to the next caller. This is 480, talking about how we came into the truth and how we might have caused other people offense or things like that. Let me make sure because I think this might be Nama's number. No, that's not Nama. Okay, who is this? Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Is this Sister Shelley? Shalom, shalom. You're live. 480. Call a 480.
Okay. You know what? I don't know who this is. Caller 480. Is it 480? Caller 480, you're live. Who is this? Shalom, shalom. Okay, caller, I cannot hear you, but I hope that you can hear me. Hang up and give us a call right back. We'll be happy to hear from you. We can't hear you. I'm not sure what's going on with your phone. I don't know if you got to get a new phone. I don't know if you got T-Mobile like Shelly. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, just to echo, piggyback what my brother said, Miramiah, you know, a lot of people try to put on what somebody looks like or their country of origin, forgive me, to say who is Israel, who isn't. And so many times I hear people talk so much mess about other nations. The way I feel, get your house in order, okay? Get your house in order. You worry about other nations, is your nation right, okay? Is your house in order? If it is, good, keep it that way. So the devil is looking to destroy houses just like yours, and we just need to keep the Most High first, because we have to understand we war not against flesh and blood. We need to let the Most High fight our battles, you know, just like he did for Israel in biblical times. Too many times we get caught up in this stuff. In Israel, we got to stop doing this. We have to stop the madness. We just have to stop it. It's fruitless. All this stuff is fruitless. What are we getting from it? I mean, honestly, how are you kingdom building by saying who isn't Israel? Okay? Do you think white people or Jewish people or Asians or all these other races are going around talking about who isn't their nation and why they're going to go to the heaven or the faith that they believe in? And No, except for Ishmael, because because the Bible even said he was going to always be a wild man. But so why is you worried? Get your house in order, because the king is coming back, okay? And he don't care about what kind of statuses you were posting. He doesn't care about those things. He cares about is your house in order, and that's it, and that's all, and that's the truth, and that's the truth straight way. Now, a lot of people won't like it. I'm sorry. But that's the truth, and that's the truth straight way. Now that we're going to go back to you. So, honey, were you edified by this conference call? Were you edified? Did you learn anything, or did you learn anything about your sister? You're live. Nella?
Oh, me.
I was just asking, were you edified? Did you learn anything, or did you feel, you know, that this was productive, and should we continue
Hello?
To do this? Because I only want to... Can you hear me?
Is it me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My bad.
Were you? No, you're fine. I was just like, were you edified? Did you learn anything from this? And do you think I should continue to do this? I only want to do this if my sisters are actually going to engage. Because I feel like it could be, you know, of course we love our brothers. You're Maya. Okay. Don't be offended. We love our brothers, but the sisters, I feel like it's a lot easier for men to unite than it is for sisters. So I just really want us to, you know, were you just edified by this? Do you feel like I should continue?
I definitely like the forum. And I think it's good because it's easy to find a lot of male teachers, like with all the, you know, YouTube thing. It's mostly men, and it's just like, yeah, it's great that, you know, men could teach and this and that, but it's good to have insight from a woman that, you know, so that you could feel like you are relating to the person, or, you know, it's
definitely not
like you're just being told, you know, what to do. It's like, okay, you know what I'm going through type of thing. So I really like this forum.
Oh, well, hallelujah to the King, sister. And I think I'm going to end it just a little bit early, only because I'm not getting the other caller didn't call back in. I'm not sure what was on with their phone, but the devil is busy, ain't he? He is busy, girl. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to mute all the callers in, just going to end this on a good note. And I just want to say thank you so much for everyone calling in. I love you with every part of me. I love you with a genuine divine love. And just wanted to say, stay rested in the Savior's embrace and stay reading that Bible, because it is our discernment. And without reading the Bible, even when Jesus was tempted by Satan, he used Bible verses to repel Satan. So if Jesus himself had to use the Bible to overcome temptation, what makes you think we can do nothing less? Just stay rooted, because you cannot say it is written unless you know what is written. So stay rooted in the Bible. I love you. I love you. I love you all with genuine love. And bless Yahweh through Yahshua. Bless the Comforter.